Hello. Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee. And I'm here with Storm, Maria, Jamie, and Melissa. And today we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing? Yeah, the thumbs up on the audio podcast. Good job, Melissa.
Proud You're welcome. Of Make you. Them work for it. These
Proud of you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear my thumbs.
No. I can't. I have to do a no edible rule for the podcast because y'all.
Yeah, I hear it.
We do hear it, Melissa. Your nails are very cute. Anyway, so let's talk about nerd shit. There's been a couple of things going on this week. One of them, actually, this is all going to be mostly Marvel DC, a Marvel DC episode, because that's most of the stuff we have to talk about. But the first thing that we were going to talk about is the Marvel show, What If? So What If is the show that's kind of tying into the whole multiverse thing that Loki left open. And it's basically, the show is basically what would happen if these people became these people. I think the first episode was Peggy Carter became, became Captain Carter. She got the super serum instead of Steve. And people were pissed about that.
I loved it.
What did they think the What If series was going to be about? It's literally
It's not even that. People were mad at how she looked. They were like, they just took a dude's body and put a woman's head on it.
She's too buff. Her shoulders are too wide.
She didn't have wide shoulders before. I said, neither did Steve before he got the serum.
Steve Rogers looked like malnourished and tiny. And then he then started looking like Chris Evans. That's the super serum, my guy. That's going to happen no matter what your gender is. But people were super, super mad about that.
Yeah, she looked like a bodybuilder afterwards. Yeah.
How dare a woman have muscles?
Well, now I can't sexually objectify her in the way that I'm used to.
That's your problem. I have no problem doing it. Right. I don't know what dudes don't like. Well, I know what it is.
I feel like She-Hulk is popular amongst the dudes who masturbate to comics. So,
well, even before She-Hulk, for so many decades, like all the strong women in comics are still like super curvy all the time and not necessarily as buff as their male counterparts.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman had some muscle definition. But not like a lot, but like for the most part, female comic book characters, if they're strong, they're still very like live. I said some, stop looking at me like that, Storm. I said some.
I'm sorry. Cause I'm about to say which Wonder Woman, cause I'm like, oh no.
Well, not the new one, not this movie.
Okay, cause I'm like, I know she ain't talking about Gabby.
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about like in the comic books. Okay. Cause in the movie, she looks like.
She looks like a stiff breeze, not even a stiff breeze. She looks like if I blew on her. She would blow away.
She looked like she better have magic. Otherwise, everybody would kick your ass. But it's a weird misogyny thing where dudes are like, girls with muscles are gross. You're wrong, but it is what it is. But this week, they come out every what? Thursday?
They come out every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday? Wednesday is their day? Mm-hmm. But this week, the new episode that came out was What If T'Challa Was Star-Lord?
Yes, it's very good.
I could not watch it. I started it and it made me sad and I had to stop. I'm so sorry.
I don't understand these reactions.
A lot of people are sad.
Chadwick didn't have to die.
But no. If he were Star-Lord though, then the end of, what was that? Not Endgame. One before Endgame.
Infinity War?
Infinity War would have ended differently.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have been a fucking baby.
They would have defeated Thanos because as we all recall.
You gotta watch the episode.
I hope we addressed it in that episode. Okay.
You'll see me watch it.
Because that shit needs to be addressed.
However, they do say he's gonna show up in 3 more episodes.
No.
You have to watch the episodes, Dee.
My heart. I have not rewatched Black Panther since he passed away. I have not watched Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I tried to watch this. I couldn't. I'm not over it. It was unfair.
You'll be okay without Mara in these black bottom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it not good?
If that's how it was good.
It was good, but I thought it would be more Viola than it was.
Because it's named after her? Yeah, I thought that too. But that's
the
thing with August Wilson. Like, he loves a good black man movie, a good black man play with the talking and the whatnots. So I liked it, but like, if you're like, let me hit some Chadwick Boseman movies up, I wouldn't put that at the top of my list.
Okay. I liked 42.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch 42 because...
what? Don't give me that look, Jamie. My wife was in that. How dare you?
42 was okay, but their performances were really made it watchable.
Alan Tudyk says the N-word a bunch, so I'm okay. No, stop it, okay?
Alan Tudyk was out here trying to defend Joss Whedon's racism. Because he didn't see it.
Listen, Alan Tudyk has some blind spots, okay? And I'll give you that. But the work is there. And I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm not giving up Alan Tudyk.
I love Chadwick. But there was a point when we were putting him in every biopic.
Yeah. He was James Brown.
Did he play Thurgood Marshall?
He was James Brown, Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall.
Now it's like...
White-ass Thurgood Marshall.
Right, like, it got to a point where it was like, sit down, Chadwick Boseman. You can't play Harriet Tubman. So
I feel like if he tried, though, he was fire as James Brown.
It would have been better than the movie that we got.
Woo! You know what? Okay, side note. Because you know the Respect came out, the Aretha Franklin movie with Jennifer Hudson. And my mom was like, well, whatever happened to that one with Cynthia Erivo? And I was like, a lot of people didn't watch that. And she's like, I feel like black people don't like Cynthia Erivo. And I was like, I think you're right. She was like, what happened? I was like, well, she's a black British person. Well, she's Nigerian and British. And she was making fun of black Americans' names. And black Americans and black British people didn't take too kindly to that. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, that poor thing.
Did you also tell her that she broke up Lena Waithe's marriage?
Up Lena Waithe's marriage.
Shit about Lena Waithe. Yes. Okay. Again, why can we please stop giving Lena Waithe work? She's not good at what she does.
Okay, another sidebar. I promise I'm done with tangent. So she was on the most recent season of L Word Generation Q or whatever they're calling it now. Because I feel like generation
is it supposed to be Generation Queer? I think that's what it's supposed to mean.
Oh, I've decided to not to
because
not
it's like it's not just lesbians now. It's lesbians and bisexuals and pansexuals and
technically it was everybody in the original. They were just done poorly.
Well, yeah,
but they were there.
They were around.
But so Lena Waithe stars. She has a spot as a black lesbian who runs an undercover poker game. And so she looks at Shane and her meet and she's like, I've been told I'm the black you. And
did she write that episode? Is that what happened?
I think so. I don't know. But I just know we do give Lena. Like, here's the thing. I get it. Would I let Lena Waithe ruin my credit? Probably. Like,
No, she's too irritating. I mean, she's got the stud aesthetic, but she's too irritating for me.
I would not listen to her talk.
She'd be the one that I'd be like, you know what? I don't need this.
Nope.
I'll stick around for at least a few months.
A few months.
Now, Niecy Nash's wife, I would let her ruin my credit.
That anniversary. Oh. Did you see Niecy Nash's tweet?
About their anniversary that they couldn't post pictures of?
No.
What? Oh. What happened? What happened? Don't tell me they're breaking up. Please don't do this.
It's not about them at all. Their anniversary is coming up. We are all happy for her.
Okay.
So she did one of those. It was referred to on Twitter as Jill Scott's Black Friday tweet. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a meme. What it's like?
It's basically comparing mask mandates to racial segregation.
Oh, Niecy.
So, but I mean, this is a meme you've seen like passed around. Even
we're losing our Nene.
And she was basically like, thoughts or something, or this is interesting or something like that.
Hey, yeah, it makes you think.
She's like, yeah, it makes you think. You want to think about it? And I was like, no, heart.
So, I did see her no heart. It was very sweet. It was probably one of the nicer responses.
Hey, I need everyone to stop posting thoughts to anything on the internet. Just stop doing it because there are none.
But then how would you share your thoughts?
No good ones.
They're never, even if it's something that might actually be good, don't do it because it's just why.
I'm willing to forgive her that dumb tweet based off the work and the Instagram documentation of her marriage, which looks happy as fuck. Like,
Niecy, no. I want better for Niecy.
Niecy anyway, getting her world turned right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, Estelle will do that to you. Oh. Anyway, what if? what if? I don't know. What's the next one that's supposed to be coming out? What's supposed to be the next change? Because I'll watch the next one. I'm not sure what the next one is.
You need to watch it, Dee.
Just watch it together. It's going to be in other episodes. Are you just going to avoid the whole series?
Skip the whole show?
Right. Every episode that they say he's in, I'm not doing it. I'm be like,
there's three episodes, Dee. That's like a third of the show. There's three more, so it's actually four episodes.
I guess I'm just gonna have to.
That's almost 50% of the
I guess show. This is the series that I'm not gonna watch.
Oh my goodness!
But, like, if you can watch Nigga Man and the Snowbird, you can watch this shit. I worked on this.
We'll honor his work by watching it.
I mean, I guess I could put it on and put it on mute and just not watch so that the streams get streamed because I do want people to realize that his work was good and worthy. It's just my emotions. Anyway, moving on.
But there's going to be some where it's what's her name? Thanos' other daughter, Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
She's like wearing his armor. So that's one thing that's going to be interesting. And then I see Spider-Man is like wearing Doctor Strange's cape.
So wait, it's gonna be Zoe, not Amy Pond.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Gamora, right?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I forgot Gamora's name.
Green or blue?
Green.
Okay, yeah.
Gamora.
Okay. I'm more interested in blue, but okay.
You know what?
She's in this episode.
That's cool.
Episode that you haven't watched.
Major role in this episode. Yes.
Yes, major role.
Oh, is she Gamora? Does she basically go through Gamora's timeline since?
No, different dude. No, totally different.
Don't make me watch it. Just tell me.
No, yeah, make you watch it.
Watch it.
The one time I'm like, hey, I need spoilers. You guys are like, nope, no spoilers.
I never give spoilers.
I want
strong anti spoiler stance.
I will even mislead you. I'm never giving you a spoiler.
Yeah, I know, because you did it for Loki when I was like, is Jonathan Majors going to be in this? And you're like, nah, he says he's not.
I did not say that.
He says he's going to be in it. And I was like, okay, he's not going to be in it. And then he showed up and I was like, I fucking knew it.
But yeah, so she's in this episode. We also get Digimon Hasu's character in this episode.
Jaimin. It's just Jaimin. It's not Jaimin? Digimon. Yes.
Everybody says
Digimon. It's not. It's Jaimin Hunsu.
Jaimin. Okay.
Well, yeah.
He's in this episode. Benicio del Toro is in this episode.
Yeah, he comes back as
the collector.
Yes.
Yeah, the collector.
Yes. Was it the collector? Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. I watched it two or three times.
Oh, fine. God damn it! I'll watch it.
I'm looking very much forward to what they're going to do next. Because there's also one where Killmonger is the one who saves Tony Stark when he's out in the desert somewhere and almost gets blown up by his own bomb.
Ah! Finally, a Killmonger was right. That might actually be right.
Throw me out to the sea.
God damn it.
My ancestors who knew death was better than freedom.
I
I forgot that fucked up line.
I hate that line so much.
I need a shirt with that line, and I only wear it.
When I hate that line so much because so many people were just thrown overboard because they needed to throw people overboard because they were trying to avoid being arrested for chattel slavery. Like, just God damn it.
Or they were thrown overboard because they were sick, or they were thrown overboard because they wanted to claim insurance. Or
Killmonger didn't want to be laid to rest near them. Just the ones that did it on purpose.
Just the ones that done it on purpose. God, I'm so fucking, God damn it, I hate that line so much. Anyway, moving on. So the other thing that has come out recently has been the Suicide Squad movie. Did you guys watch Suicide Squad?
I did.
What'd you think? How was it?
Jamie?
I was entertained.
I got into it.
But it was a stupid entertainment.
Well, that's, I feel like that's what you would expect from Suicide Squad. Cause the first one,
I mean, they're not taking things seriously.
The first one wasn't good. And I feel like knowing that the first one wasn't good, the best thing the second one could have done was be like, we're not taking this seriously. This is just fun and games and blowing shit up.
But I think they went over the top, like all the way to the other end of the spectrum of not taking it seriously. Like if the first Suicide Squad was taking itself too seriously, this Suicide Squad was just ridiculous.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, we got a month to give it a shot, right? Before HBO Max says bye to mm-hmm. it. All right, so I'm trying. That format is so ridiculous to me.
Especially because it's going to be back on there and like...
Because they have DC.
not
keep it
not
on
even
there.
That.
I'm hating you.
Not even that, but like literally what happens is it's in the movie theaters normally for like, what, 3 months? And then it goes to... Mm-hmm. streaming services. Yeah. So then just fucking keep it. Now it's got to be closed for 2 months and then come back later. Speaking of which, shit, when is Mortal Kombat coming back? Because that was enjoyable as fuck.
That was enjoyable. I watched it. I liked it. It was good and entertaining. It was silly, you know. I felt like there should be justice for Starro. Like, I mean, the face hanging thing wasn't cool, but like Starro was just floating in space and you kidnapped him and tortured him for 30 years. Jesus. So, you know, I'm not shocked that he's like, fuck everybody.
Just chilling, you know. Mind his business.
And there's like a line that seems to indicate that, what's his name? Dr. Gaius? Played by Doctor Who?
Right. Doctor Who had his way with the
right,
starfish.
Had his way with the starfish. So apparently he's like raping some of the people that he's got the starfish.
We came up
on.
With that line of conversation before.
Yes.
I thought y'all were just weird.
And I was like, Melissa, no. I was literally asking a question about the movie. How would that starfish? Even just come up?
I just accept people as they are. So,
did you watch the movie, Melissa?
Not yet. Okay. But can Benedict do that?
What? No. Not that one.
It's Peter Capaldi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, wait. Benedict
also,
Sherlock,
he was never, doctor. Yeah, he was never he was a never. Doctor. He was
I was
going to
say, like, what?
That's just me being, what's the answer? What's
that's,
the opposite
that's
of people
Melissa,
who
that's,
British?
That's Melissa being an old Black woman. It's all British people.
The British doctor.
Cumberbatch.
He played Sherlock Holmes, not Doctor Who.
I'll back now. Okay.
He plays Doctor Strange, not Doctor Who.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
I've infatuated with Doctor Strange, so.
Pick the wrong doctor.
Well, wait, so how does that movie, because in my opinion, Shazam was the best live action movie DC has done in the past.
Birds of Prey.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about Birds of Prey. Okay.
I still have not seen either one of those.
Birds of Prey is really good. Shazam is good. Birds of Prey is really good.
But how does it compare to Birds of Prey?
I like Birds of Prey better. Yeah, I feel like the story is a little bit tighter in Birds of Prey than this one, because this one, it is a longer movie, for one. And it goes from, hey, you know, we need to stop this monster from possibly getting out and torturing Americans, to actually the American government is bad and now we have a giant monster kill. And I was like, oh, okay, this is taking a while.
This is making me want to watch Birds of Prey over again.
Birds of Prey.
Well, you know, Black Canary is getting her own movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Isn't Misha Green doing the movie?
I think so, yes. Yeah. June.
Misha Green Smollett? And Journey Smollett know they love working together.
Mm-hmm. But you can definitely see the influence of Birds of Prey on this film, like heavy.
And now I'm back to wanting to watch the film. I really enjoyed Birds of Prey. Like, I think it's because I came in with no expectations, because as we all know, DC can't do a live action movie.
And it was way better than we expected.
Rosie Perez, put her in more things.
Also, great soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah, the soundtrack was really, really good for Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that made me kind of want to watch Suicide Squad, but I can't with James Gunn. I just can't.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're interested, I would say it's definitely not a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, I already got HBO Max, so it's almost like, you know, why waste my mom's HBO subscription? I might as well just try to watch that shit. So
it's a lot of fun. It's just a little long for me.
That's fair.
What do you think, Dee?
I have not watched it.
Oh, am I the only one who watched it?
No, you, Storm, and Jamie watched it.
Right.
Okay, Jamie, so what do you think?
From the parts I stayed up for were great.
Did you ever watch the first one?
I did, and that also bored me to death, so.
Again, I say the first one, there was a good movie there. They just edited the good parts out.
Because I was just like, what is this? And that was that's why I was sort of like reluctant to
get into the second one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't.
D and I watched it while we were in Vegas. You were asleep.
Yeah, you were asleep. You were not.
We had a good time laughing at it.
In there. And so, no, so that was another reason why I was reluctant. Like, after seeing Suicide Squad, that's why I was, like, really, like, cool on DC, right? Mm-hmm. And because every time I gave a DC movie a chance, it would just bore me to tears.
I still ain't seen Batman versus Superman, because every time I turn it on, I knock out. I fall dead ass asleep.
Better than any melatonin pill you can take.
Oh, buddy.
And then what makes it like, I still make the joke from Batman vs. Superman where like, and the dumbest dialogue or the dumbest exchange in movie history is, you know, when Superman is going, Martha, and then Batman's like, how do you know Martha? And Superman's like,
I have no idea what that's in reference to, because again, have not been able to fully watch the movie.
This is like the one thing I know about this movie.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know about the movie.
Didn't sleep as hell every time.
I think we replayed that back. We replayed that at least three times when it finally came on TV, because that was the funniest shit ever. It's like, who wrote this? Like, who the last words or next class?
Was it Zack Snyder?
So that's why I was like, okay. So.
I will say though, the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League is. We've had this conversation already. It's not good,
no. But
it sure is way more entertaining.
Yeah, it's something.
Threw the bomb up in the air, and then just created another explosion. Sweet, why?
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your mother, totally Martha? Where's your other mother, Martha?
Why? It's so weird. All right.
So that said, like I love Birds of Prey because I'm a Margot Robbie stan now. Like
I'm here for Margot Robbie. She's the white girl I trust. Yeah.
I was on the fence for a little bit with you know, like the Will Smith thing, because everybody was hyping her up after that. But you know, seeing her.
Wait. Oh, the rumor that the they were.
No.
They were in a movie together.
I know they were hyping.
They were in the first Suicide Squad together.
No, before that.
There was a movie called Focus.
Yeah.
So she was suddenly supposed to be the it girl, and I'm like naturally repelled to the idea of.
Was that her in that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they have crowned her like the new queen or whatever. I was like, fuck this bitch. She's just blonde and pretty, whatever. And then.
She's good.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, when I saw her play, what's her face?
Tanya?
Yeah.
I, Tanya, yeah, she's good at Tanya.
So when I saw her, you know, sort of play that role, that was really great. She reminded me of Charlize Theron and
Monster.
Yeah. Thank
she's
you.
She's also really good in Mary Queen of Scots.
I did see that, and I
don't watch Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah, no, she's really solid. So like, having seen and liked her performance in Suicide Squad, even though I saw it and I liked it, there was some defense about the Sandler movie. And mm-hmm. when I say she was that fucking movie for me,
she like, was.
And everybody hit all the right, like everybody in the cast hit all the right notes. It was the first DC film. And I was like, okay, I could watch this again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, even when they initially announced Suicide Squad and they said, cause I love Harley Quinn as a character, just period. She's one of my favorite characters ever. So like when they said that they were gonna do Suicide Squad and she was gonna be in it, I was like, they're gonna fuck it up. And like the one thing I liked about the Suicide Squad movie, I was like, okay, Margot Robbie's actually a pretty good Harley Quinn. And then when Birds of Prey came out, I was like, oh no, she is Harley Quinn. Like she mm-hmm. fucking she that's that girl, like right there. So like, yeah,
I didn't realize that was her in Focus though. Yep, I did not know that.
So yeah. So like I think if they did another Harley Quinn movie, like she's it. She's that girl.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be a Harley Quinn comic book.
I think. Oh, there is?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yay!
By T. Franklin. I think it's called Eat Bang Tour. I mixed up, but it's gonna come out. In about a month or so. So be on the lookout for
that. We'll be on the lookout for that.
And it's like it's going to feature her and Poison Ivy's relationship.
Ah.
They're like get married.
The actual OTP.
It's just a couple that makes so much sense.
Which is why I love the Harley Quinn animated series.
Also. That might get a rewatch out of me soon, actually, because it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Storm. Haley does a good job of voicing her.
What do you think of the movie?
Suicide Squad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told you, I thought it was over the top ridiculous, but I was entertained. It was ridiculously entertaining, but it was a ridiculous entertaining.
Would you say it was better than the first one?
No, I'm one of the few people who liked the first one.
I just remembered the people who are in the Suicide Squad movie. John Cena is there for some reason. And yes, Pete Davidson is there for some reason.
Yes.
Nathan Fillion
is there? Hold on. Fillion is in the movie. Pete Davidson. John Cena. Who's the guy who plays Boomerang, what's his name?
The Australian dude?
Yeah, he's in there.
His name, I can tell you his name. His name is Jai Courtney. You want to know why I know his name is Jai Courtney? Because every time I see him in something, I'm like, who the fuck is that? What? Who is so this? Oh, there, it's right. Jai Courtney.
He's in there. Who else?
The most forgettable ass white
dude. Idris there, right?
Obviously, Idris Elba is in there.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if those names don't make you watch, I don't know what.
Nobody watches a TV or show or movie for Jai Courtney. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I'm just realizing that Sean Gunn. Sean Gunn is like
and Viola Davis, she's there, right?
Yeah, she's there.
She's
Amanda Waller.
I don't know why I'm just realizing James Gunn and Sean Gunn are brothers.
But yeah. Wow.
All right, so moving on.
Sylvester Stallone is in it.
Oh, that's not gonna sell me.
What?
Yep.
Maybe Jamie, but not me.
Why is Sylvester Stallone there?
And Taika Waititi.
So Sylvester plays the shark.
He's King Shark.
Can I just say, I was disappointed in King Shark. I was disappointed in King Shark.
Why were you disappointed in King Shark?
Because I kept saying the whole movie, he better do something awesome. If he's going to be here, mm-hmm. he better do something awesome.
Don't put that on King Shark. He's just trying to live a shark ass life.
And he never did.
I didn't know he was. Who was Taika Waititi?
Ratcatcher 1.
So he just put himself in a movie. Okay.
Taika didn't direct this movie.
Flula Borg, is it?
Okay, so the German career
dude from YouTube?
Yeah, the career of Flula Borg has been the weirdest thing in the world to me. Because like apparently he was like a really famous DJ back in Germany, and then he was like, I don't want to do this shit no more, and so then he just started a YouTube channel and came to the US and had a whole different career here.
Yeah.
And can I just say Polka Dot's mom, which the actor who played Polka Dot's mom was probably not anticipating her role to be as large as it was.
She had to know. Because she had to do all those different, you know, stances and phases and stuff. She had to know.
Yes. I'm trying to give cryptic so D will watch the movie.
Anyway, moving on. So Disney made a choice recently. Okay, I feel like we should give backstory to this. So with the pandemic going on, people are not going to movie theaters. Well, people weren't going to movie theaters. They might be going now, but people aren't going to movie theaters like they were because there's a whole panicata outside. So what Disney was doing was they were actually releasing movies simultaneously on Disney Plus and the movie theater. Which I feel like it's working out for Disney because they're charging you $30 to watch a movie that is already on, but whatever. So they did that with Black Widow, and it actually ended up being a problem because with the contracts that were signed with Scarlett Johansson, they weren't supposed to do that. And so she tried to negotiate for more money. That didn't work. So she sued Disney, and we'll see how that goes. So the new movie, Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, The Legend of the Ten Rings, is coming out. Disney has decided that they are going to have that movie come out in theaters only and not on Disney Plus. And then do the regular movie theater run and then put it on Disney Plus later. That's a choice because, again, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Not as many people are going to be going out to the theaters as they normally would. And it seems it's very much a choice because you did this with the movie with all Asian leads.
I don't think it's so much that it might have to do with the fact that they signed these contracts, because the reason Johansson is suing Disney to begin with is because her contract stipulated X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney did X, Y.
Mm-hmm.
So that's she the thing. Sued them.
But that's the thing. They could have renegotiated that.
Right. And they didn't.
I feel like I would, especially in the middle of a pandemic, I would want to renegotiate that. So that way, hey, we can get this out and get this money for it. And you can still get, you know, whatever amount of money you were going to get
on the back end or whatever.
Right.
Right. But the renegotiation will require them to give her more money, because that's the whole point of the suit to begin with. Because you did this way, as opposed to what we agreed in the contract, it's costing me money.
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting your money. I'm not getting mine.
But so that's what I'm saying.
There's no benefit for them to renegotiate because they're still getting their money.
Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say, in order to avoid like those problems as Disney, Disney owns everything.
Right, because for Disney, that's not a problem.
But what they could have done is they could have just renegotiated the contracts for the movies coming up. So that way you don't have this problem of people trying to sue you anymore.
Disney doesn't care if they get sued.
That's true. They own literally everything.
Hell, they cut ties with Scarlett Johansson, who is the Black Widow, who's supposed to be in more movies coming up.
I don't
Rather
believe
they renegotiate, they cut ties.
I don't believe that that Allegedly. Is true. I don't believe that that is true. That she was going to be in more movies coming up.
Oh, yeah. No, me
I believe in the cutting ties. I feel like they were looking for a reason to be like, all right, cool, she's gone. Because they fucked up the character so bad and they had no idea what to do with it. Speaking of which, the Black Widow movie is actually pretty good.
It was.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Solid.
But yeah, they made this decision with Shang-Chi. And it's I can, in all honesty, I feel like it was a very bad decision to make, especially when you do this with the movie with all Asian leads. So that's one end of the problem. The other end of the problem is the reaction to that.
Well, because they called it an experiment to put it in the theater.
Right.
Not online.
That's not.
They always experiment with the minority led movies.
Mm-hmm. And that is.
They blame that as the reason. Well, that's why we don't do these movies anyway, because they're never successful.
Right.
When you didn't give them a marketing budget, you didn't advertise them, or you experimented with how you did either of those things.
Right. Well, for this one, Marvel's saying we're actually trying to put like our full marketing budget behind it, whatever, which I guess is kind of true. I have seen a lot of marketing for this, but I still don't think it was a good decision to put it in theaters only.
No, not at all. I mean, rates are rising. So why you would decide to just put this only in movie theaters just seems like a great way to hurt yourself.
Because they're doing it at like a 45-day trial, right? And then they're going to put it on Disney Plus.
Right.
I think that's
and then you lose all the momentum.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Like, if after that 45 days, people aren't really going to... I'm not going to... pay $30 to watch a movie.
I also think that decision was made when people didn't truly believe that the rates were rising.
Yeah, true.
They are. You know
people,
I mean?
Yeah. They have and been trying to convince us to do regular exactly. people shit.
And we all, as we all know, organizations are not quick to, you know, reevaluate a decision once it's been made.
Yeah, true. But nah, this is a very bad idea. But on the other end of that, some people's reactions to it have been mad. Just bad. First of all, Simu Liu seems to think that.
Well, he was upset over the use of the word experiment and like
right.
feeling like they're using, you know, like you said, this Asian-led movie to conduct this experiment. And he's like, we are more than an experiment. You know, we're not just an experiment. And he's like, let's make history on September 3rd. And I'm just like,
I
understand, but also pandemic.
Right. I don't like the idea of trying to get people to go out in the middle of a pandemic for this. That's a bad look. Just a real bad look. I also don't appreciate all the people being like, y'all need to come out and see this like y'all came out to see Black Panther, because
they should have said was Asian people need to come out and see it the way Black people came out to see Black Panther. Because yes, then that's an accurate statement. Yes, we came to see our movie. Y'all should go see y'all movie.
And like my thing is, Black people have a history of liking martial arts movies. You don't have to say that to us.
Not at all.
We're gonna watch it.
Did y'all come out to Black Panther for us? Like y'all want us to come out?
Have you heard of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Right. Right.
Like, you didn't have to tell us. You need to tell like the white people, because we're gonna see it. We want to see some fighting ass movies.
Does anybody want to run bets on which accent Awkwafina uses for this?
That's the other subject.
We already know.
Today.
I thought she dropped the accent.
She did. It's gone now. I'm trying to decide whether the accent is gone because she finally realized she was being harmful, or because she realized she could make more money not doing the accent. I know it's the latter, but I want to believe people can grow and change. So I want to believe it's the former.
What if she grew and changed for some change? Does that help you?
Right. I'm thinking a little bit of both.
You know what? Got to make a change for some change. I can.
External motivation is a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing.
I'm going to say she dropped it because of all the drama that was around. I'm going to say neither. I'm going to say column C. She got tired of people calling her out for it. They said, but that's okay. I ain't going to do it no more because I'm getting paid. So
fair. That's fair. Also, I'm getting I just get this weird vibe that Simu Liu and Awkwafina are the Asian people that other Asian people do not like.
As a Kim's Convenience fan, I feel like I have to be quiet on this subject.
Right, because I won't go that far, but I will say they are the Asian people that white people like.
Which then defaults them to be the Asian people that Asian people don't. That's usually how that math works, at least in the Black community.
I mean,
If a black is too comfortable around the whites,
I'm not going to apply black math because that's black math.
Right. That is black math.
Black person, black people don't like this black person.
That is black math. I'm not, God damn it, Storm is right. I'm not going to apply black math to it. However, I feel like I don't trust them because white people trust them. That's for damn sure.
Like, you feel like their white friends feel comfortable using slurs around them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They tell them it's okay.
Because, their white friends feels like it's okay to use slurs around them because they're not black people.
Right. Or they actively tell them, oh, it's okay, it's fine. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's just a joke. I'm a comedian. I get it. Oh, you weren't talking about me, so I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. And the thing about it is Awkwafina has been in things that I've liked. Like, I liked Ocean's 8.
I have never wished that this was a video podcast and I have right now. I wish the audience could see my face.
I agree with your face on Ocean's 8, man.
Explain your face. You didn't like Ocean's 8?
I haven't seen Ocean's 8.
Oh, what was the face for?
What are the emotions that you're feeling?
Yeah, what are these emotions?
I have a range of emotions that can't be expressed with words, hence the faces.
You would never do a video podcast.
Yes, I would. That's probably when I'd be late because I'd have to get ready, camera ready. Mm. I'd have to pull a Jamie.
Wow.
Be ready.
She's never living that shit down. And
yeah, you did us dirty in that picture, by the way.
She was ready to say,
I didn't even like the picture.
She don't even like them.
First of all, I did not do y'all dirty. Y'all say you're about to take pictures or whatever.
Literally all of our heads are cocked at angles right now.
We literally were having a
sleep. Even Melissa's in the dark is cocked at an angle right now.
We were having a sleepover slumber girls party. All of us were in our pajamas. We say we're going to go take a picture. This half of disappears for 5 minutes, comes back with a bodycon dress while the rest of us are in our pajamas.
Okay.
Some makeup. Don't forget it. Don't forget it.
I have never seen anybody put on a beat that fast.
You said we were taking pictures. If you're going to tell me that we're going to take pictures.
You did your girls dirty that day.
We all were in our pajamas.
You couldn't even warn us and be like, all right, look, headscarves on. Right. You couldn't even be like, look, Heffas, I'm about to go put on like picture clothes. So get ready.
I thought everybody was gonna follow suit.
You disappeared. We didn't even know you were gone.
It was 2 minutes.
You were just like, hold on. And then you came back. Did a Superman twirl around.
You were going to a party. Back.
Twirled in a circle 3 times, whole new outfit. She fucking Sailor Moon that shit.
Storm got cute. 2 fingers up.
She said, in the name of the moon, I'm gonna one up you in these damn pictures.
Mm-hmm.
To then not even like the pictures.
Oh, just rude.
Insult on top of injury.
She destroyed 10 friendships to then not like the picture.
But I love you guys. I just didn't.
Do you? I do.
I just thought you guys are going to follow suit, right?
That picture says otherwise.
Mm. Wow.
You know, I mean, if that were the case, it would have been, oh, guys, I'm the only one. Oh, should we take some extra time? Did you guys want to get dressed up too? No, there was none of that. There was no concern.
I am in my headscarf, an oversized shirt, some sweatpants.
Sleep crust still in my eyes.
Still in my eyeballs.
I'm looking like an elder lesbian version of my dad.
food stain on the t-shirt because we just eaten.
We did. We just had breakfast.
There's nothing wrong with soft.
Oh my god, I can't stop seeing it now. The description. I hate you, Maria.
Okay. Well, it's accurate because I didn't have time to go put on a face and put on a cute little dress.
Mm-hmm. Rude as hell, JB. Unnecessary.
She's so focused on her phone right now.
Because she don't want to, she's trying to ignore us.
That's why I do not like Ocean's 8. I need to be very clear on this.
You didn't like Ocean's
Back
8?
Back on topic. Back on topic.
I did not.
Why?
It felt like
because of Awkwafina.
Not even because of Awkwafina. It just
my favorite is that Rihanna's supposed to be the hacker, and she's just typing away all the time.
Well, that's the thing, though. They didn't feel like a cohesive unit. Like, at least with the other ones, where they, if they lacked cohesiveness, they went big with the jokes and the flashiness or whatever. This one was just, let's be kind of subtle, but then also, they didn't mesh. That's me, sorry.
Well, I don't know. I don't think they meshed very. I feel like there was chemistry between Sandra Bullock and
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, for sure.
But then, and everybody else was just kind of around.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah,
I like Anne Hathaway. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Two white girls I trust: Margot Robbie, Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. Oh no.
Those are the two for right now. If I think of any more, I'm gonna let y'all know. But those are the two white girls that I trust. But yeah, no, I liked Ocean's 8. I mean, it could have been a better movie, but
yeah, it was just kind of okay for me.
Yeah. All right. That's it for our topics. Do you guys have anything you want to say before we shut this off?
We got some news about Ironheart.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to do the Armor Wars, but you know you're Ironheart.
Yeah, Armor Wars and Ironheart, huh? They've cast Riri, you know, Dominique Thorne, and they're going
to again. Her. I'm not happy with this name. Her name is not Riri, right? Because I haven't been able to get into the Ironheart comics yet. Her name is something else, and they just call her Riri, right?
Riri is the nickname.
Okay. Otherwise, I was about to be upset.
But we're going to meet her in Black Panther 2 before we see her in her show.
Ooh.
Black Panther 2 is filming right now, by the way.
Okay.
When do we get that cast?
In this article, they do call her Riri Williams, so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If Riri is short for anything.
I hadn't heard that it was, but I could be wrong. I didn't read her.
Maybe I just assumed it was because Riri is usually short for something.
Riri is a short name. It's not like a full name.
A whole name, right.
It doesn't say that her name is Riri. God damn it, Marvel.
What are you implying?
I don't like this.
Because Riri should be short for something like Rihanna or just something. You don't typically get just two syllable sounds right. As a name.
You don't write your names are just usually DD, Kiki, TT, CC.
Yeah, it's usually short for something. Anyway, so okay, that's gonna be cool. I'm excited about that. I want to see that.
And another reason to see Black Panther 2. Kind of want to see it in theaters. I don't know. We'll see what the world looks like.
Some big stuff is going to have to happen before I do that.
Yeah, pandemic's going to have to end.
Pandemic is never ending.
Not with that attitude.
And then what was the Armor Wars news?
First of all, that it's happening. So it's going to star Don Cheadle. And it's going to be a series on Disney Plus. And the head writer is Yasir Lester, my mother insists upon calling me. Yasir Lester, who was a writer on Black Monday. So him and Don Cheadle are back together.
Oh.
This is going to be good.
Okay.
Maybe Don Cheadle will get a deserved Oscar nomination for this as opposed to the 28 seconds in Falcon and Winter Soldier he got.
That was the Emmy
that they nominated. Where he was like, what? Why?
Even he was surprised. Like, huh?
Why would you give this to me? Why would you nominate me for this? I was barely there.
I was barely in one episode. Yes, Jamie, we can hear you.
Yeah, we're gonna end this episode because Jamie's hitting that high point.
I'm not
and pulled out the snacks.
Got the munchies going.
Thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it. You can find us online on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir or on our website at nerdgasmnoir.net. You can also find everybody individually. Where can people find you, Maria?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ValarMoreDollars. That's V-A-L-A-R-M-O-R dollars.
And Jamie?
You can find me at your dad's house. But any of it, you can't find me there. Wow. At Fabian on the socials. And if you like news, then Block Club Chicago. That.
And Melissa, where can people find you?
She might still be on the phone.
Probably at her mom's house.
Right. Yeah. Right. You can find Melissa at her mom's house. Cause
right.
Her mom is definitely trying to get her attention today. And Storm, where can people find you?
They can find me running away from a zombie in 7 days to die.
All right. And of course, you can find me on Twitter. I guess Instagram. I'll be doing stuff on Instagram. But you can find me on Twitter at NaniCoolJ. Yeah, that's it. Goodbye.